May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Thomas Merton told a colleague shortly before he died, "I do not believe that I could understand our Christian faith the way I understand it if it were not for the light of Buddhism." In fact, some of the Buddhist teachings about attachment and Jesus' teachings about willingness to let go of possessions are remarkably similar. It's interesting that the Buddhist doctrine of non-attachment has been compared to the teachings of Jesus to the extent that some have hypothesized that Jesus actually traveled to India between the ages of 13 and 29, the years in Jesus' life that are not described in the New Testament, and that he studied Buddhism. A man named Nicholas Notovich claims to have found scrolls in a monastery in India that documented Jesus, called Isa in the scrolls from the Arabic name for Jesus, and he wrote this. According to the scrolls, Jesus abandoned Jerusalem at the age of 13 and set out towards Sindh, intending to improve and perfect himself in divine understanding and to studying the laws of the great Buddha. He crossed Punjab and reached Puri, Jagannath, where he studied the Vedas under Brahmin priests. He spent 6 years in Puri and Rajarth near Nalanda, the ancient seat of Hindu learning. Then he went to the Himalayas and spent time in Tibetan monasteries studying Buddhism, and through Persia returned to Jerusalem at the age of 29. End quote. Well, Notovich has been discredited, and those scrolls were never found. But it's interesting to note the similarities. According to one Buddhist teacher, attachment is a fundamental human experience, defined as the emotional connection or bond one develops with people, objects, ideas, or even a sense of self. It is a natural part of being human. Still, it can lead to suffering if we cannot let go of our attachments. From a Buddhist perspective, attachment is seen as a source of suffering and a hindrance to spiritual growth. Therefore, understanding attachment is important to achieving inner peace and liberation. In Buddhism, attachment is called upadana, which means grasping or clinging. It refers to the human tendency to cling to people, things, or ideas in the mistaken belief that they will bring us lasting happiness and fulfillment. We can certainly see that in this story of the man who is sometimes called the rich young ruler, from a conflation of similar stories in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. When Jesus suggests he separate himself from his possessions, he leaves sadly because, as Mark reports, he had many possessions. We can certainly identify with the rich young ruler. We spend much of our time accumulating possessions. Our culture accords status based on our possessions. We measure our security by how much we have saved for a rainy day. The Buddhists teach this. Attachment arises from our desire to feel secure, comfortable, and in control of our lives. If it can manifest as craving, clinging, or obsession, While attachment may provide temporary pleasure or satisfaction, it ultimately leads to suffering and dissatisfaction, as the objects of our attachment are inherently impermanent and subject to change. Jesus makes the same point during his ministry. He tells us we must be willing to leave our home and our family and follow him. By doing so, we are putting aside things that are impermanent in favor of things that are permanent. When we cling to things that will ultimately pass away, we open ourselves to suffering. The Buddhists say it this way: by cultivating non-attachment, we can break free from the cycle of craving and suffering, allowing us to live with greater freedom, equanimity, and compassion. End quote. This does not mean we avoid love. For as poet Alfred Lord Tennyson says, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." God wants us to love God and neighbor, and that will necessarily result in pain. However, we do well to prioritize those things that are permanent over those that are not. That is what Jesus refers to as placing our treasure in heaven rather than on earth. Buddhism teaches that attachment or clinging arises from our basic human desire for pleasure and avoidance of pain. When we encounter pleasant experiences, thoughts, or feelings, we naturally want to hold on to them and make them last. Conversely, when we encounter unpleasant experiences, thoughts, or feelings, we try to avoid or push them away. However, this desire for pleasure and aversion to pain creates attachment and clinging and leads to suffering. The mind becomes fixated on the pleasant experience or tries to escape the unpleasant one, creating a craving and an attachment cycle. Jesus teaches that we must be willing to put God first and trust God. This is sometimes described with the simple phrase, "let go and let God." We are encouraged to let go of our fears and our attempts to address those fears with accumulation of possessions by putting our trust in God, who numbers the hairs on our heads and who has our future in God's hands. Both Jesus and Buddhism teach against putting our trust in impermanent items. Buddhism says the more we cling to those things, people, and experiences, the more we suffer, and they will inevitably change or disappear. This is where Jesus' teachings diverge from Buddhism. Buddhism does not recognize God as our benevolent benefactor. Buddhism focuses on understanding and avoiding attachment, but does not recognize God as our strength in addressing reliance on impermanent items. The Buddhist says understanding how attachment arises is the first step toward cultivating non-attachment and finding lasting peace and fulfillment. Furthermore, attachment comes in many forms, including attachment to people, possessions, ideas, and even our identity. Depending on the attachment type, it can bring us joy and happiness or cause us to suffer. It's helpful to recognize the types of attachment that can cause us to go astray. In Judeo-Christian thought, these could also be called idolatries, or things we are inclined to trust rather than God. First, attachment to people. Attachment to people can become a source of suffering as we can become overly dependent on them for our happiness, identity, and sense of security. This attachment can take many forms, from romantic relationships to friendships and family bonds. Second, attachment to material possessions. Attachment to material possessions is common in today's consumerist society, leading us to equate our self-worth with our belongings. This attachment can result in grief and anxiety when we lose them, and we may prioritize accumulating wealth over meaningful relationships. This is the type of attachment we see in today's scripture. Third, attachment to ideas or beliefs. Attachment to ideas or beliefs can cause emotional investment and conflicts with others, leading to a rigid mindset and feelings of superiority or inferiority. Recognizing this attachment allows us to develop a more open mindset, question our beliefs, and connect with others. As Christians, we are all too subject to this, putting our doctrines and our beliefs over the love of others. We need to leave the judging to God. Fourth, attachment to self. Attachment to the self or ego can cause separation, loneliness, anxiety, and a constant need for validation. Recognizing this attachment is crucial for letting go of the ego in finding inner peace and connection with others. Clinging to a fixed self-identity can prevent us from being present and developing deeper relationships. This looking out for number one is antithetical to Christianity. As well, when we consider Jesus' admonition to love unconditionally, this is what Jesus means in today's scripture. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Like Thomas Merton, we do well to listen to the wisdom of others. What we have uniquely is a clear teaching of a loving God who makes the impossible possible. To live a lifestyle not ever slipping into trusting in our own strength and in our own possessions is like leading a camel through the eye of a needle. We will slip. We will sin. But praise the Lord, we have a loving God who makes the impossible possible. We have a loving God who can even save people like me. Amen.